Stepping into the tall white tent close to the waterfront north of downtown Sausalito is like entering a time warp. There stands a massive half-built wooden sailing ship, one that has gradually taken shape over the past 2 years, thanks to the work of a sizable corps of skilled volunteers, such as Sonoma resident Ian Sidley.
We're standing by the bows of the Matthew Turner here. She's 100 foot long. She's intended to be for experiential learning for kids in the San Francisco area. Plan is to have 10,000 kids a year go on her, and she is being built with the intention of lasting for 100 years. So what you're looking at should take 1 million kids over her lifetime, which makes it a really worthwhile project for all of us volunteers to work on.
The Educational Tall Ship Project was Alan Olson's idea, and he's been guiding the $6.2 million project from the start. Named the Matthew Turner, after a prolific Bay Area shipwright from the 1800s, the ship is also based on Turner's designs and is being built largely as it would have been 200 years ago, but not entirely.
We take the best of the 19th century and the best of the 21st century technology and put those together. So we'll be using a Dacron-based sail, and the lines will be a Dacron. Our rigging to keep our masts up will be steel, much the same as they used during that era, a galvanized wire rope. Some of the stuff is different. They would not have put lead bolted onto their keel. We also do a lot of laminations, which are much stronger and less likely to rot.
But beneath the decks, Olson adds, they're incorporating some very modern technology to propel the craft when the wind is calm.
Instead of having diesel motors drive the ship, we have two electric motors with two propellers, and they get their energy out of two large battery banks. Each of these systems is independent of each other, and to charge those batteries, we sail. And when we sail, the propellers turn because of the water passing, just like when passing a wind generator, and we generate energy back into the batteries.
Still, the Matthew Turner is primarily a sailing ship, although her 100-foot masts won't be installed until after the vessel is launched. Olson explains why.
It's much easier to put the masts in when she's up against the pier. We just drive out there with the masts on a flatbed. They pick them up with a crane and put them in.
The lumber for the ship, primarily Douglas fir, is being cut and milled in St. Helena, then shipped and assembled at the Marin shipyard site. And that, says Ian Sidley, involves some incredibly complex and precise work.
When the frames were laid out, a 25-foot beam, the level of tolerance at the top was 1/32nd of an inch, which is an insane amount of accuracy. Other pieces are necessarily the same tolerance, but some are absolutely that, and some are even tighter, a 64th of an inch. And very little is square. Everything is at an angle, it's curved, it's beveled, the bevel changes from one end to the other of a piece of wood, and it's very demanding to fit.
Those challenges, he adds, are a big reason that many construction and woodworking professionals have been volunteers on the project, 3/4 of the total workforce. They've also had a chance to use some traditional techniques, such as the one used to bend the thick wooden planks into position on the hull.
We put it in place temporarily, and we put a bag around it, and we pump steam into the bag for 2 hours, and that makes it take up water and become malleable, and then we have about an hour or so that we can use to put it in place.
With the project now about 2/3 built, and most of the funding to complete it secured, the Matthew Turner is expected to set sail on her maiden voyage sometime in 2017. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.